morning. Well, what a day. First of all, we have many guests with us today. And we have scouts with us today of several varieties. So we are glad to hear the scouts that are formerly known as Boy Scouts. And we have Girl Scouts with us as well today. So we are glad for all of you to be with us. Do we have any Eagle Scouts? If you're an Eagle Scout, stand up, please. There you go. Thank you. You too could be president one day. Although I would not advise becoming president at this juncture in our life together. Anyway, just a personal opinion. Anyway, thank you all for being here. let's see, other announcements this morning. There's an announcement about learning to quilt, and you might want to see Cindy Huckfelt about that. There's also, our pastor's class is going to start meeting today after worship. So we have three boys signed up. So find me after church and we will get going on that. It's not too late to give to Week of Compassion. And let's see, Debbie, where are you? Debbie's going to make an announcement about Week of Compassion. Debbie? The minute for mission is, Debbie's going to do a minute for mission during announcements about the Week of Compassion, please.
Good morning. Last week, Pastor Yost talked about the tornado in St. Joseph, Missouri. There was also one in Eldon, Missouri, and they had winds of 104 miles per hour and tracked for 13 miles. At daybreak, Pastor Bill Fogelson of First Christian Church began checking on his members, neighbors, and of course the church building. Thankfully, Eldon First Christian Church had no visible damage. The Eldon Ministry Alliance gathered, prayed, and began organizing to address the destruction in the community. The Eldon churches, along with many of the Eldon community service organizations, were united in caring for their neighbors and meeting immediate needs. The local community center, which was running on a generator, served as a primary shelter. Since they had power, many people came to the center for food, coffee, water, and a warm place to rest. The two grocery stores in town were damaged and sent all of their perishable food items to the shelter. Leaders of Eldon First Christian Church and Serve Eldon Community Group, who were not affected by the storm, gave their time to help. Some gathered donations of food and water or organized the supplies that began flowing into the center. Others began cooking meals and coordinating volunteers. Together, this community became co-workers in rebuilding lives and investing in their shared future. Pastor Fogelson's wife, Lisa, shares her perspective. Neither of us had been through any disaster before, and it was mind-numbing. With some of our people being affected and the whole town in disaster reaction mode, we didn't know what to do. Our regional minister, Reverend Paul Cook, called. He had seen Eldon on the news. When Paul asked how he could help, we were still stunned and had no immediate answer. Paul said he would contact Wicked Compassion Executive Director Vi Nguyen. Moments later, Vi called and said simply, "What do you need?" Just a few days after, we received a check to assist our congregation members who had suffered damage from the storm. Those two phone calls with offers of help and concern made all the difference when we were feeling overwhelmed. In those moments, we knew there was someone out there reaching out to us, and we knew that we could go to the community center and begin serving others too. The rest is history. The community came together, food came in, hot meals were made and served, and pastors and church members came in to help. People were cared for and comforted. Knowing we were not alone and were supported by our wider church was the breath we needed to answer the call of those in need around us. No more time for tears or shock. Work needed to be done. We did not need a large amount of money, but those who received support from Wicked Compassion were surprised and grateful that the church was walking alongside them as they dealt with their own personal disasters. In that time of need, we served our neighbors as proud disciples, knowing the wider church was behind us. Thank you to the Wicked Compassion and all who support this ministry. They were there for us in our time of crisis. We worked in this disaster with a feeling of support and love in our hearts from our church, which enabled us to serve in Christ's name. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. It's still not too late to give to Week of Compassion. And also, you can give online at www.weekofcompassion.org. And Cindy, yes.
Can I have a couple of my closers up here, please?
How about you just have them stand? Stand up. Wednesday morning quilters, stand up. If you would, please.
I'm not a quilter.
There we go. There we go. This was made by the Wednesday Morning Quilt Group. And it is a queen-size quilt. And it is being raffled off for the Week of Compassion at $1 a ticket.
Or six for $5.
Or six for $5. So get your raffle tickets after church out in the out by the office from City Huckfelt. It is beautiful and gorgeous and would make a lovely bed covering, wall hanging, or gift.
And it's not too late for to give to Week of Compassion and maybe get a really nice blanket out of it.
There you go. All righty. Thank you. Thank you. And next Sunday, Keith Rouse will be talking to us about his mission trip to Puerto Rico, and you will not want to miss that. And with that, why don't you all stand up for just a quick second and greet one another.
Oh, yeah.
Can't beat it out of us. So, glad you're here.
Please rise for the presentation of the colors. Audience, attention. Color guard, attention. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Prepare to post the colors. Post the colors. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Two. Please join me in the Scout Oath and Law. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout Law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. A Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Two. Color guard, reform ranks. About face. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Audience at ease, color guard at ease.
Thank you, Nick. Will you please stand and join me in the call to worship? When cheating is easy,
Christ is held to be trustworthy and true.
When bullying presents itself,
we too will be loyal and brave.
When a hand can be offered,
we are called to be helpful.
In the face of irksome tasks,
we serve with kindness and cheer.
As God is present,
we are reverent.
Let us give thanks to our God. Our opening hymn this morning is number 56 in the hymnal, For the Beauty of the Earth. Let us pray. Bless us, O God, with a reverent sense of your presence, that we may be at peace and worship you with all of our mind and all of our spirit. This we pray in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Am I back on? Oh, I'm back on. Okay, there we are. Okay. Thank you. All right, and here they come. All right. Oh,
Levi.
Come on, come
oh
on.
Oh my gosh.
Come on.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
What's your name?
What do you think my name is?
I don't know.
What do I look like? Fred?
No. I think.
How about Karen?
No.
No. Well,
no.
My mom thought I did, so there you go. It's Karen. Okay. Oh, come on up. There's lots of room up here. Come on, sit down.
Lots of room.
Okay. All right. So today we have some friends with us, some guests, and they are scouts. We have scouts of all kinds. We have Girl Scouts and we have scouts. It's a little confusing. Uh-huh. We have different kinds of scouts. How many of you all want to be scouts? Yeah? Scouting is great. So, we'll start with Blake over here. He is in Scouts. So, what's your favorite thing?
Life.
Life is his favorite thing. Okay, Blake.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Got it? Okay, I've sat on many Eagle boards in my time, and I always had the question, what does it mean to be reverent? And none of them ever got it. So, Scoutmasters, work on that. And I had one young man, he just sat there like this, and he came up with something. But Blake, what does it mean to be reverent?
Follow God's rules.
Now, if one of those eagle young men would have said that, I would have stood up and clapped. Yes, it does. It's important for a scout to be reverent. And over here we have Delilah and Mia, who are in Scouts. They're not in Girl Scouts. They're in what used to be called Boy Scouts, right? What is the best thing about being in Scouts for y'all?
I like camping.
You like camping?
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
The adventures in Scouts? Yeah. That's fun, isn't it? And Emma?
Yes.
Emma is in Girl Scouts. So what do you like about Girl Scouts? Oh, what do you like about Girl Scouts first? Yeah, Girl Scouts go on lots of different trips. Have you been camping yet?
Not with the Girl Scouts.
Okay, she goes with family a lot. One of the things the Girl Scouts do that's important is their founder was Juliet
Gordon Lowe.
And one of their major trips is they go to her house, which is in Savannah, Georgia, right?
Yes.
And you've been there.
Yes, I have.
Can you tell me about that for just a second?
Mm-hmm. A couple summers ago, we went for an entire week, and we went to Juliet Gordon Lowe's house,
mm-hmm.
and there was a bunch of, old paintings and the uniform, her first uniform, and what it looked like, and we also went to their first meeting place.
Right, so you got to see the first Girl Scout uniforms and the first meeting place of the Girl Scouts.
And while we were at the meeting place, we went and looked at all the different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite area was the library. It was huge.
The library?
I like the library.
You like libraries too? So do I. I love books.
I love
books are great.
Libraries and books.
You like libraries and books?
Yes. I like libraries and books, too.
Yeah, they're the best, I'm telling you. And not the ones on Kindle, the ones that you can hold in your hands. Those are the best. Yes. Yeah, libraries are great. And that was a big trip for you being from Wyoming, wasn't it?
Yes. And yeah. I didn't go with my mom, so it was just me and my group, Scout Troop, and I think four.
Yeah. Yeah.
First time being on a plane.
See? Yeah. Big things happen in scouting. Big things happen in scouting.
I like things too.
Yep, I learned to tie knots in scouting, and I learned a bunch of stuff about going camping, and I learned that some girls are stupid because some girls hold seances at night and they thought they saw John F. Kennedy's head floating around. But the girls in my patrol, they were cutting up snakes with axes. That's what I learned in scouting.
Me too.
Don't do that. Okay, they were copperheads, and those are bad, bad snakes. But I had a blast in scouting. Okay, we are grateful for all the scouts who are here today and the amazing things that you all learn in both scouting organizations. So thank you all for being here. Let's have a prayer, and then some of you all can go. Oh, there's the bride. Hello. Q and U got married at the preschool Friday, and Althea Wardell was the bride. She was Q, so anyway. Let's have a prayer, and then y'all can go off to Sunday school and worship and wonder. God, we give you thanks for life, for the world outside, and for all the things that we can learn in a library, and the things that we learn through scouting. Amen. Amen. Thank you all. Thank you very much for being up here and telling us about scouting. All right. See ya. Thank you. See ya. Bye. Okay. Okay. Where am I? Okay. Okay. Here's the trick. Okay. Okay. And now as we come to our time of prayer, we have a few joys and concerns. First of all, I will mention a joy. It is our joy to welcome back Donna McIntyre. Hello, Donna. Thank you for coming back as one of our organists. So we are glad to have you with us. Thank you. Also, let's see. Nick, thank you. Wherever you are, for playing for us this morning. Nick played at the first service as well, so that's a great joy for us when he steps in too. Some concerns among our community. Joan McNamara is home following surgery in Denver. She is finding it a little longer recovery time than she had anticipated. But she is home and recovering from that surgery. Dewey mentioned this morning he has a friend named Tony whose daughter passed away this last week, and his friend Tony's wife died just 3 years ago, so he would like us to remember his friend Tony. Some of you may know that Roger and Lorna were here last week, the cooks. In the middle of this week, Roger fell and he broke two ribs and he banged up his eye. And they're still waiting to find out what is going to need to be done with this eye, so please hold the cooks in your prayers. And Monica continues at the Shepherd of the Valley Rehab Center. She is making some progress. It's too slow for Cal, but she is making steady progress, and Cal is not very patient when it comes to Monica's progress. So she is moving ahead. Ed Struby has gone back to Meadow Winds, and that is good news for him. Are there any other joys or concerns this morning? Oh, yes. Good morning. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I've been having a lot of issues with my back and my leg mm-hmm. the last few months, and I've been working with doctors. They still have mm-hmm. no idea what's going on, but it is getting worse. I think our next plan of action is to do nerve tests because I think I have a lot of nerve damage. Prayers that they can find something and they can get fixed.
Trisha Whitcomb told me this morning that her aunt has passed away, and so she asked for prayers for her and the boys and her family.
Yeah. Thank you. Paul. Okay. It's a joy for us to have you here today. Okay. Hi.
Hi. I have an acquaintance. His 8-year-old son was diagnosed with some rare form of leukemia. He's down in Denver getting chemo treatments, and he's going to be down there for like 7 months trying to get through this. So.
Let's join together in prayer. Loving and merciful God, you have made us in your image. You have called us to be partners in the care for your creation and in the care of your children around the world and here in this place. And so this day, we offer up to you these joys and these concerns, and the ones that we keep close to our hearts, trusting in your great love for all of us, for all of your children, and trusting in your comfort, your compassion, and your healing touch. Oh God, your gracious spirit moves over the mysteries of living and dying, and is uniquely present to us in the blooming of the crocus, in the call of the wild geese, a child's laughter, the light in a friend's eyes, the sudden lifting of the harp of the heart, and a deep longing which brings us to you now. Make us aware of your presence, O God, that wonder may have its way with us, that our passions may be released, our confidence renewed in the depths of your holiness, until for a moment our longings for you may be fulfilled, and we know we are free to share bread and intimacy, to laugh and exchange mercy, to be at ease in our struggles, to be bold in our loving, to be brave in facing down our fears, to be hopeful in the rising music of your kingdom, joyful in our living, and graceful in our lives, becoming a song of praise ever sung to you. We are your children, made in your image and your likeness. May we be faithful to the image. Amen.
lost Zach Holloway for the first time.
As disciples, it's our tradition to invite all the followers of Jesus Christ to join in the celebration of Holy Communion as just one way to celebrate our given unity in Jesus and his church. We invite everyone who believes in the saving power of life, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ to share with us today in the sacrament of Holy Communion. Everyone who believes in Jesus is welcome at Christ's table. Let's sing hymn number 386. We come as guests invited as we prepare for communion.
On the night before he died, Jesus sat down to share supper with his friends. And while they were eating, he took bread, he broke it, he blessed it, and he said, "This is my body given for you. Every time you do this, remember me." And after supper, he took a cup, and he said, "This is the new covenant which is for you. Every time you do this, remember me."
Let us pray. God of growth, we do not know much about the childhood or adolescence of Jesus Christ, your Son. All of those years with their experience and lessons getting summarized for us in the simple words of the familiar biblical phrase, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor." Here at this table this morning, we break the bread and drink of the cup in remembrance of what Jesus Christ did for us when he was fully grown, how in the intersection of the beams of Calvary's cross, he fulfilled his mission of expressing love so that we might experience that divine and human favor in its fullness. Bless every human effort and association that teaches boys and girls to love God with all their hearts, souls, minds, and strength, and to love their neighbors as themselves. Send your enabling spirit to all young people so that, like Jesus, they will grow in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
God tells us over and over in the Bible not to be afraid. Our gifts this morning are one way that we trust God, even in a world that keeps telling us to be afraid. We let go of thinking that we are on our own and live each day in graceful dependence on God. Let us gather our gifts together and offer them to God in gratitude and praise. The diaconate will now accept our tithes and offerings. God of grace, we give thanks, Lord, for all the blessings of life. Receive now these tithes and offerings as a sign of the gratitude in our hearts. Amen.
First lesson this morning is Psalm 1. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on God's law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. But the wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. And the second lesson comes from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. There's a mountain you might want to move.
Be all right.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to see you all here, and it's such a nice sunshiny blue sky day. Before I get into my message, I would like to introduce a few people. We have with us today our district commissioner, Rick Summerton, and his wife Stacy, his son Hunter, and his daughter is Mia. She's in our troop 1310. We also have our scoutmaster from troop 1013, Nick Kendrick, and a scoutmaster from 1310. Getting them back and forth is a little interesting. Bonnie Hedlund. Without people like these ladies and gentlemen, our scout program would not go on. Today, First Christian Church is celebrating the scouting movement in the United States, in Wyoming, and in Casper. We have data that shows, before I get to that, originally we were going to do Scout Sunday on the 9th of February. And I really wish we had, because it would have been before the National Boy Scouts, if you read in the paper or saw on TV, saw it in Facebook or social media, that the National Boy Scouts or Scouts BSA took bankruptcy. You need to know that National, although they oversee each of the councils in the United States, that their funding is not connected with the local funding. Their monies do not affect or what goes on with the Greater Wyoming Council. This was done for protection, because in years past, we've had some scouters that were not very trustworthy. And they did some things with youth that should not have taken place. Since those are coming out, most of those incidents took place over 30 years ago. In 2018 or 2019, there was only 4 incidents. I'm pleased to also tell you that none of these incidents, or active or inactive, came out of the Central Wyoming Council or the Greater Wyoming Council. And none of them have come out of the state of Wyoming, period. If you have questions about what is going on in the with the bankruptcy, please see me and I will try to answer your questions. Last Thursday, our executive board of the Greater Wyoming Council met and we were briefed on this very subject. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the good things that have taken place in scouting. We have data to show that Boy Scout Troop 1013, or basically 13, existed in 1941. However, I believe it started before that. The data we have is that we know that there was a Eagle Scout, a scout presented his Eagle badge in 1941 in August from Troop 13. Many of you may know that scout. He later came back to, went to the college, went to med school, and that Eagle Scout was Dr. Joe Murphy. Many of you may have even had him as a physician. Anyhow, he was the he was our first Eagle Scout. He also was the youngest Eagle Scout at the time he received his Eagle badge. He was the youngest Eagle Scout in America. I believe that Troop 13 started before 1941, because if Joe got his Eagle here in 41, there had to be some time before that, and time requirements and requirements to become an Eagle Scout that take probably 2 or 3 years before. There are a couple other troops that were sponsored by churches in Casper that started in 1938, and there were some that started in 1934. So this year, Troop 13 is somewhere between 79 years old and 86 years old. That's a long legacy. We are currently the oldest scout troop in Casper. That is a legacy too. Things have changed over the last 79 to 86 years. A year ago, they changed the name from Boy Scouts of America to Scouts BSA, and they had young ladies join Scouts. That's a first for America. It's been going on like that for several years in Europe. What was interesting is back in the early 90s, Boy Scouts of America decided women could be scoutmasters. And all the white-haired old men said, scouting is going down the tubes. Funniest thing, it's just as strong today, or probably stronger, because ladies are part of Boy Scouts. But it didn't just happen in 1992. There have been young women in scouting for a long time. In the 50s, there were explorer posts that had young women in it. Explorer posts, exploring, was part of Boy Scouts. 25 or 26 years ago, They started a program called Venturing Crews or Venturing Scouts. Girls were allowed in venturing, and those young ladies and young men were 14 to 21 years old. So it isn't something new. It's something that has just grown. Scouting brought in girls for one of the reasons to bring families together. It's easy to have, you had a son and a husband going to Boy Scouts. You had a wife and a daughter or more going to Girl Scouts, or maybe not. Maybe participating, watching your brother get to do Pinewood Derby and thinking, man, I'd like to do that. Or the boy gets, the scout gets to go on a camp out. Go camp out in the snow. And the girl says, I would like to do that. I don't know. Sometimes, things like that are fun. So I like personally camping in the winter, more so than in the summer, because there's no bugs. Anyhow, moving on. A lot of things have changed, and a lot of things stay the same. The program is very much the same. We're teaching the same things, outdoor skills, how to be trustworthy, integrity, helping others, building character. Sleeping in the snow will build character, I guarantee. One of the other things that has going on this year, the Central Wyoming Council, now called the Greater Wyoming Council, is 100 years old this year. Boy Scouts in the United States is 110 years old. So for 100 years, the scouting ideals have been taught to boys and now girls in Wyoming. These ideals include trustworthiness, character building, integrity, loyalty, being helpful to others, being courteous, being brave. That doesn't mean you're standing up to some armed assassin or something like that. It means when one of your friends is being bullied, you stand up and say, hey, knock that off. That's not right. Even though you know you may be chastised for it from your peers, but standing up for what is right shows that you're a good friend and you have character. We also teach clean. Not only taking a shower every once in a while, especially at summer camp, after you've played in the mud and everything else, we also teach a scouter's reverence. Now, if I ask you, what is the most important point of the scout law, what do you think it would be? If you said reverent, you would be wrong. Every point of the scout law is equal. The reverent part is harder to teach sometimes, especially in today's society. But we still work at it. And one of these days, Pastor Yost, Dr. Yost. Somebody will answer it right. He did. You know? And he's only a tiger cub. So, there's hope. In other words, what we teach is duty to God, duty to country, and duty to self. That you work to be in shape mentally and physically. When I think of that, I look back and see Nathan Hawley back there. I just learned this week from his grandfather, Larry, that Nathan took up boxing. And I'm like, wow, you don't hear that very much from young men these days. So I talked to Nathan a little bit ago before the service. He says he's doing it to get in shape for soccer. I don't know if that means he's going to punch somebody out on the soccer field, but if he does, I bet you he does a good job. When I was a boy, I boxed. And not very often I did it in high school. And not very often do you see a young man today take up boxing. When we're teaching all these items, we try to do it in a playful, fun manner. Many times the scouts don't even realize that they're being taught a lesson. It might be something that all of a sudden a light bulb comes on and it's like, I got it. I can tie a bowline, or I can tie a half hitch or a double half hitch or taut line hitch. Or maybe it's cooking something over a fire and it actually tastes good. A lot of these are taught using outdoor skills. And all these skills, hopefully, will help the scout through their life. If you look at some of the demographics, you learn that for every 100 scouts, 2 to 4% become Eagle Scouts. And we talk a lot about Eagle Scouts. Pastor Yost had the Eagle Scouts all stand up, and there wasn't very many. But every scout seems to learn something. If you talk to someone that was in scouting today, or is in scouting 50 years ago, they will tell you that they got something out of it that helped them during their life. Demographics say that 1 boy out of 100 will use his first aid skills that he learned in scouts to save a life. 1 scout in 100 will use those same first aid skills to save his own life. 6 to 8 of those scouts will earn a merit badge that tweak their interests so much, that's what they want to do in life. Whether it's electricity, whether it's engineering, whether it's sales, there are 137 merit badges. And yes, there are some boys that have earned all 137. They must, you know, to do that in 6 years, 7 years, that's 20 merit badges a year. You're going to be pretty busy. We have some boys that spend that much time and are lucky to earn 21. Sorry about that, Curtis. But he's getting close. We do have 2 boys that will probably, yeah, if they do their part, will probably be an Eagle Scout in 2020 out of 13. As we go about this, we need to think back about people that helped the troop get started, helped the troop become proficient and be able to withstand 86 years out in the foyer. There are about 75 names of Eagle Scouts from Troop 13. I can hardly wait to have the first Eagle Scout from Troop 1310. And I bet you they're sitting right there. I would bet on it. I can hardly wait to see that. But there should be another plaque out there too, for men and women that have earned the Silver Beaver Award. That plaque, if there was a plaque out there, there would be 13 names on it. 13 names of people that were part of the troop or part of First Christian Church that did a lot to help scouting. The Silver Beaver Award is the highest award that a council can give to a volunteer. There's not very many troops that have 13 of them. And I bet you know some of them. Bob Downs, Keith Ames, Dennis Smith, Daryl Jackson, Peg Jackson, and others. They all gave time and talent to the Boy Scout program. Watching and teaching a scout a new skill is exciting. To see their face light up when they master that skill. Whether it is Cub Scouts, something in Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, venturing or exploring. I want to tell you a story. Back in 1992, I became Scoutmaster of Troop 13. Part of the reason for doing that is I wanted to be one of the Scoutmasters to go to the National Boy Scout Jamboree in 93, which I got to do, by the way. I also got to go back in 97. Anyhow, one of the first campouts we went on, there was some young scouts. We went out and camped along the river, North Platte River. It was in the spring, early summer, and we looked at animals up and down the river, tracks of animals, identifying plants, just being out in the outdoors, which boys and girls really like to do. We came back at noon, and we had on our agenda to fix hobo dinners. That's a dinner that's made with aluminum foil, and you put a little bit of this and a little bit of that in there. And we had that all lined out on a table. We had rice, some chicken, some peas, carrots, celery, onion soup, mushroom soup, and you put a little of that, each one or whatever you wanted in there. Then you sealed it up, and we had a fire that had burned down so there was just coals, and you throw that aluminum package in the fire, in the coals. You let it cook a while. Then you take a stick and you flip it over and you let it cook on the other side a while. And it, you can see it steaming, and pretty soon you pull that out and let it cool a little bit. They have to learn that too. If you don't, your fingers get a little bit toasty. Anyhow, open it up. And we had a tenderfoot scout. He opened up, sat down next to a log on the ground, leaned against that and opened that up. And the steam comes up and everything. And he takes his eating utensil and takes a big bite of chicken and rice. And he chews that up and he says, "Mr. Ward, that's the best meal I've ever had." I looked at him and said, "Hunger is a great sauce, but I doubt that this was the best meal you ever had, because I know your mother and she's a good cook. I know your grandmother and she is also an awesome cook. And I've seen you at the dinner table wolfing down some of the meals that they have fixed. And I am sure they were better than what you fixed. But today, this is your best meal." That young man, or he was a young man then, he's still a young man because he's younger than me. He was my nephew. He now works down in Cheyenne. He has a son and daughter of his own. And it was quite interesting to talk to him this summer. I got to see him at a family picnic. He's good size, he's got a bald head, and he's got the big reddest bushes, red beard you ever saw. Make a good Scotsman. And with that being said, I don't know how much Scotsman is in him, but he is carrying on the tradition of scouting. I'm going to close now with something I found today. If we're lucky and I can make it work. If not, we may have an issue. But anyhow, in the morning sometimes when I'm sitting eating breakfast or drinking my protein drink, I flip through Facebook and other social media. And I came across it and I thought it was very interesting. It was from Herman Munster. And he's talking to his son. And we didn't have a TV until 1960. We lived out in the country and you just didn't get TV. Anyhow, so I don't know who all the characters of the Munsters are. But it was Herman talking to his son. And he said basically, it doesn't matter what you look like, whether you're good looking like me, or you're fat, thin, skinny, tall, or if your skin is white, brown, black, yellow, none of that matters. The only thing that matters is your character. He is 100% right. And that's what scouting teaches or tries to teach every day. Thank you. Now,
I got it, Mike. I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
One thing for the scouts. We'll do the dedication, but then those that are part of the flag ceremony, meet back there and get ready to retire the colors. Then I would like the scouts to line each side of the church somewhat equally, and we will say the scoutmaster's benediction.
But first we're gonna sing. If you would like to make a confession of faith or become a part of our church family, we invite you to come forward as we all stand together and sing number 608, I Would Be True. I would be true, for there are those.
Audience attention, color guard attention. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Prepare to retrieve the colors. Retrieve the colors. Please reform ranks. Color guard, forward march. Color guard, halt. Color guard dismissed, audience dismissed.
And now, the scoutmaster.